I'd like to thank Aaron K for sponsoring this week's Torah content. June is less than a month away, which means that I'll soon be transitioning into summer writing mode, with more Substack articles and fewer recorded shiurim. The bulk of these articles will remain free. However, if you would like to support my Torah and access additional spicy written content, consider becoming a paid subscriber by going to rabbischneiwes.substack.com.
Okay, so yesterday we did the halacha of forcing the guy to give tzedakah. And to receive. So the one that we're going to focus on today is, let's reread that again. Mishena rota litain tzedakah, someone who doesn't want to give tzedakah, o sheyitain ma'at mimasha roila, or he wants to give less than what is proper for him. Basin kovinoso umakinoso ad sheyitain masha amaduhu litain. Basin forces him and hits him until he gives what they've estimated that he should give. V'yorin l'nchazav, they could go into his possessions, b'fanav, in front of him, v'lokuchim mehen masheroi lo litain, and seize what is proper for him to give. U'mashkinin al hatzdaka v'afilu b'arvish basis, and they could put a lien on his property, even on arvish erev Shabbos. So our question was, we said earlier that the minimum amount of tzedakah you give is a shlishis shekel each year. So what does it mean? So presumably that would be the case where the guy doesn't want to give even that, and then Beis Din can compel him to give that. But if that's the case, then why does the Rambam say they force him to give what is roi for him to give, right? Like they should just force him to give the minimal, right? And I even saw the Aruch HaShulchan does seem to hold that. So in the Shulchan Aruch, let's read the Shulchan Aruch first. In Reish Mem Ches Yerdea, Ko Adam Chayav Litein Tzedakah, Afilu ani hamisparz mina tzedaka chayav litain mimasha yitnulo. Umi shenosein pachos mimasha roi litain, basin kofinoso, umakinoso makas martus, ad sheyitain masha amadahu litain. Viyorim lanachasa befanav lokachim mimenu masha roi lo litain. Was that? No. Yes.
Were you saying there's a difference between the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam?
I didn't. I said no, there's a difference between the Aruch HaShulchan and the Rambam, which we haven't read yet.
Oh.
So the Aruch HaShulchan says, V'chasva Torah HaShulchan Aruch Sif Aleph, Chol Anam Chayav Litain, every person is obligated to give, Afilo Ani V'chule, Misha Nosein Pachos Mimash Roy Lo Litain, someone who gives less than what he's obligated to give, Basin Kofinoso, Umakinoso Makas Mardus, Achi Yitain Masha Amanduhu Litain, Yordin L'chasa B'fanav Lokhin Mimash Mimenu Masha Roy Lo Litain, Akan L'shonam. V'chasva Delat Ani Kai, so they write that it's not talking about an Ani, Shahari Lakaman Simon Rishon Gimos if Ches Mavura De Ani Shalonasan in Machayv Nosa Litain. Okay, fine. So that's what the Drisha holds, that you don't force an Ani to give. Below Mashma came, but he doesn't like that. V'yeshmi Shikasav Takan Myri Shieshlo Parnasa Mimakam Acher. Some say it's if you have a Parnasa from another place. I don't know what that is. But then he says like this: Ukvar bi arnu yef sharlo markein. I'm not lifi mashu bi arnu lokasha klal dem kan mari la inyan hashlishis hashekel shabchoshana ubeze kofinoso. So he says that this is talking about a third of a shekel per year, and that we do force him to give mashma even the ani. Uvasimun reishin ugimol mari b'shar tzedaka. Kamash malan de ani shinosein mekablim imenu. Yeah. Oh, sorry. And Ani who gives, we accept it from him. You might think that we don't accept from an Ani if he gives more than the minimal amount. So no, we do accept from him. So
you're not
hoping
the
Ani
anymore.
Yeah, right. But you seemingly force
it.
Right, you force another guy to give more. That's true. Yeah, I think I misread it the first time. So let me try this to answer the question and tell me if I'm missing something. I know we worked out a whole thing about how you reconcile De Machsoro with these shirim of like a fifth, a tenth, and like Pachos. Yeah, you have an answer?
Yeah, no, I have maybe something to throw into the mix.
Yeah, sure,
questions.
Sure. Yeah.
Is also the answer to not give to an Ani who asks, right?
Right.
Rambam said that explicitly,
right?
Like, aside from just the lotus, he said, like, and any Ani.
Right, to turn him away empty-handed. Yeah.
So how does that play with all this as well? Like, there's, like, it almost seems like this, like, you could be talking about that case, right? Like, Beis Din sees him.
Oh, that's interesting.
And they got, Ani asks him, he says,
right.
No, he says, like, I've already fulfilled my fee, say.
Right.
He says, no, but, like, that's an issue, right?
Yeah.
So they hit him
that definitely could be a case. That definitely could be a case. I hear that. What was that? You're saying that as an answer.
First, I was going to ask you as a question.
Oh, I thought you were, okay.
I guess maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I think though we still have to answer our original question. So let me try this, just relearning the original halachos. And if everything falls apart, then so be it. If the ani comes and asks you for de machzoro, in yad hanos ni masegas, and if you don't have enough to provide for him, no sein lo kfi hasagas yad, you give according to your financial means. Okay, so that implies if you do have enough, then you give de machzoro shor yachzorlo. Okay, right. So, but if you don't have enough, you give him according to your means. And then what is that? Become a comma, how much is that? Then you go into the triplicate division of ad chamish nechasa minimuvkar echad me'asar nechasa beinoni pachos mikan ayin ra, and then the minimal amount is no less than shlishi shishagel b'shana. So is it possible that if you just take the halacha straight, then mi she'ino rotze litein tzedaka, it has to be talking about one of two cases. Okay, either you do have yado maseges, you are able to provide de machzor asher yachzorlo, and you refuse to, okay, or you don't have enough, and then it's referring to like you don't even give shlishis per year. Yeah,
I want to argue that's the second one.
I'm saying it's both. Okay. I'm saying that the case is for both.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to argue this a second.
Okay.
Can you scroll back down a minute? Right. Mishay no rotze litein tzedaka, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to take that.
Yeah.
Right?
Oshitin ma'at mimasha royla.
Okay, fine. So I guess it could be both then, but I want to bring, I guess, can you scroll back up? Okay, Joyce said tzedaka, right? And then he says also that Olam al yimna adam atzvah mishlishis shakam shana, right? The chol anos yipachus mizah lo kiyem mitzvah.
Right.
So you could say that mitzvah and tzedakah in that sense are interchangeable, right? That when he says lo kiyem mitzvah, it means that they haven't done the mitzvah. So what does it mean? The guy doesn't want to give tzedakah?
Yeah.
It's that he's not being a kind of mitzvah.
Right. So certainly if he's not doing the mitzvah, you can force him to do the mitzvah. My question though is there a case where he is doing the minimal, but you're right, still forcing him to give more kfi, his royal love. Yeah. And I'm saying that that's the case where he is wealthy enough to give day machzor and he doesn't. Yeah, Yosef.
Okay. I don't even see how that even be applicable for us. Why you ever assume this law is applicable in the case where he just gives less than the shlishis of a shekel? Because one, it says, it's like, well, like what's royal for low, not some objective standard. Second, there's also such a small amount that it would waste the basin's time. I mean, they could get that money easier by just working that time they were
trying. Yeah, but that argument doesn't matter at all. I think that last argument is a bad argument because first of all, it's a mitzvah, and the point is not to get the money to the ani. The point is to get the person to do the mitzvah of tzedakah. You know, and Basin, you know, we you could say that like, why would Basin convene for a five dollar case? But they do, you know. Like we care about tzedakah and mishpat, you know.
Steals $5.
Yeah, right.
Be like, we'll just pay the guy $5.
Though. Right, right, right. Yeah, but I'm saying if his yad is maseges, then you can force him to give however much he is proper for him to give in this case.
Stipulation in yud.
In Yud, I guess the way I'm reading Yud now is the first case is he doesn't want to give anything, okay. Right? And then the second is he'll give, but he has the ability to give according to his Dei Machzor Asher Yachzorlo, and he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You know, then you can force him to give that also. I think that's just the simplest reading. Now, the only unknown is that Aruch HaShulchan that we did, who says that no one person is obligated to give Dei Machzoro. Because that's only in a case where, like, you can take care of all the name in your town, and like, it's understood that this is supposed to be like dispersed, and then the rabbanon like dial down the shirim. You know, I think that's what creates all the complications.
So because I guess everybody can technically give a fifth of their loss, right? Meaning, like, on a technical level,
right?
So
yeah.
Like, so the mashroyla would be a fifth, but like.
Right, but the question is like, at what point now does based according to the Shulchan's premises, at what point does based step in, like? Like, why can't I say I want to give less than a tenth of my wealth? If I'm fine, I'm stingy, but I can do that, you know? Yeah.
I assume the Rosh Hashanah just makes the most sense. And that's like, they're bond based in time because, okay, This is how much money we need. So we're going to collect that much in stucca taxes. And if you don't pay your stucca taxes, are going to...
Yeah, that could be also, right. Meaning that Bayesian really has the needs of everybody, you know, on the radar, and it could be based on that, right? And like what the people in the town could support. That's true. So it does work out with our official fund system. Yeah. Okay, good. So we worked out. Yeah. Okay. Next halacha, which we're probably not going to be able to fully analyze today or this week. Adam Showa. So a Showa, not Showa, person who is a excessive giver. That's how I would translate it. Shuhu nosin tzedaka yasser min haroi lo, meaning very generous, overly generous. And he gives tzedaka more than is proper for him. Or he causes himself suffering by giving to the gabayim who come to collect so that he's not ashamed, right? It's usur to collect money from him to I don't know what the difference between latavo veligbos, but it's also to collect tzedakah from him. Interesting, right? Vigavai, yeah.
Tavo accept and ligbos is to like...
Well, tovea means to claim, to like make a claim on the person, and legabos is to collect. I just don't know practically what those two mean.
One would be like you're going at him, the other one is he's coming to you.
Oh, that could be. That could be, yeah. Yes?
Because of the Bugos is, it's the local basin government, and the Tavo is like a poor person.
That could be also. Yeah, okay. That's true. Yeah, because the legabos is the gabai.
Right, so yeah. Also from the fact he says... Adam Vinosian Legabayan, that seems like the, you go to the Gabai.
Yeah.
Not that the Gabai comes to you.
Nosin Legabayan.
So it seems like that conjugation in this context seems to be like,
I don't know, because the Gabai coming to you, you could still say that and then you're Nosin to him, right?
I guess.
Yeah. The Gabai Shemachlimo Vishol Mimena, a Gabai who shames him and asks from him, Asid Lihapar Mimena, will be ultimately punished. Shnemar. On account of him, Shnemar ufakadti al kol lochatzav. I will exact retribution from all oppressors. Hmm. So that's a really interesting thing. So let's look at the magbili. Showa is nadiv hamachalig mimamuna biad rachav. So it's a very, very generous person. Yasser min aroy, yasser mihamish is mamono. So more than a fifth of his possessions. Shemitzer laadmo, shechai betzimtzim. So he lives like in very sparingly. B'choser gam miatmo, and he deprives himself. Okay, Gabayim is hamamunim al tzedakah, people who are appointed for tzedakah. Machlimo is mevayish also, mevazo also, shaming him and disgracing him. Asi liparim imeno, he's going to be punished in the future. Akash Baruch Hu, asi lahanish also, God will punish him in the future. Kalashan haramim b'makam acher, like the Rambam says in Tshuva 6.1, nifraim imeno b'olam hazeh, he is punished in this world, begufo o b'mamona o b'banav haktanim, either through his body, his possessions, or his young children. V'yesh nifraim imeno l'olam haba. And sometimes people are punished in Olam Haba. Shnemar, as it says, Shekhar Baruch Hu Ma'anish as Kol Mishalokhets as Yisrael Echinam. God punishes all people who oppress the Jews for no reason. Yeah.
So many like question on like, the halacha.
Yeah.
Is this coming at it from like, it almost kind of seems from like the second half. It seems like it's coming at it from like a, like, almost like a couple of reels kind of like.
Yeah. The question is, what's.
You can't cause somebody to live like disparagingly. I don't know what it's like. You can't call somebody to live, you know.
But symptom.
Yeah.
Yeah, sparingly.
Like what is that? Sparingly?
No. Sparingly? Is that what I said? Sparing is like, yeah. 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 So it's interesting that, like, you know, my mind went to this in Hillel's Deos terms as the opposite of the miser.
Yeah.
Right? Because, in fact, he says in Hillel's Deos, Kilai Oshoa, right, or the two opposites. Right.
Right. Was it? Doesn't it bad to be
either? Yeah, it's bad to be either, right? But the funny thing is, he says with the other guy, Imash Gihimbo, with the stingy guy, but with this person, there's these isurim, you know. But the reason why is because here you are, what do you call it? You are trying to collect from him, so the isur is really on you for oppressing him. You know, there's no parallel case in the guy who's stingy. He just is like, I mean, in other words, the case is he's trying to get money from you. You don't cater to that, you know. Here, then you like enabling him would be not you enabling him. Right. You enabling him would be us, right?
So it is parallel.
It is parallel, right? It's just that in action it manifests itself differently. That guy we leave him alone. This guy we refuse to accept from him. Yeah.
Like in both ways, you refuse to interact with him in the way that you want.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Now, the funny thing is, what happens if he tries pulling one of these tricks of like giving it as a matana or halva? You know, I mean, it sounds like it's us for us to accept it from him.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. That's fine. Yeah. Yeah, but it is interesting that like halacha, that this is actually in Hilchos Tzedakah, that we recognize that this is a certain mentality that some people can't help themselves in terms of giving, and they're in danger of impoverishing themselves, mm-hmm. and that's also bad. You know, that's creating more aniyim. You know, so it could be coming from kavod abrius, but it could also just be coming from the fact that like this guy's going to become an ani and then become dependent on people practically. Yeah, right. Yeah, interesting. Okay, interesting halacha. Yep. All righty. Another week of Rambam in the books. Yeah.
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/Rabbi Schneeweis. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweis Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is @Matt-Schneeweis, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweis@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at rabbischneeweis@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening, thank you to my readers for reading, and thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.